There are more paskins in Er Chaim, some in Tafis, the case of Dalad, and the din of Shachmanis. If someone sends Shachmanis to his friend, who ain't a recent Kabbalah, my Merchel, my Merchelite, and his friend doesn't want to accept it. He tells him, no thank you, doesn't want to take it. Or he's Merchel him, Yotza. Ramazak, he's Yotza. You brought the Shachmanis, Yotza, the mitzvah Shachmanis, even though Yenna did not take it. Kichadish, fact of the Ramah, he said, Manoli, Chirizeh, where does he have this? What's the mock of such a din? Kichadish is asking, it's not mistabil. Chirish Nachman is only if he takes it. If he doesn't take it, Chirish is not Yisra Mitzah. So there's a Kabbin Sama on the Rush in First Pek Megillah, his test. He wants to say that the mock of the Ramah is a Mishnah in the Dharm. The Mishnah is often in the Dharm. That person makes a neder, he's neder no machaber, he says his friend that he cannot have any hanaf from him, unless he gives the kuchitim, that's the moshe gives, and two barrels of wine to his son. So the Mishnah says, according to the Chaman, even if he doesn't give it to his son, he's able to say to him, as if I got it, as if you get, even though he's saying for his son, it's an extra chiddush. The person that made the neder could say, it's as if you gave it to me already, and the neder is mutta. You don't have to make the neder is mutta. So time to cover in the sandal, if Harini King of the Skabati helps finish the rice of the Dorim, it's considered as if you got it to take off the neder, so Koshkin should help from Mr. Dabonim of Shachmanis. That's the Mokad Ramah. But the Pichadosh, he wants to say maybe Pichadosh in the Chassam Sefer is a tshuva in the Chaim Simon Kutzagvav. I think he wants to say that maybe Pichadosh also knew this, but Pichadosh wanted to be Machala. Pichadosh wanted to say for some reason Hareini King Unskabati would not help, even if you learn that's what the Ramah means. God, I think it's a Shukha Deichah, because if you look in the Ramah's Lashon, he doesn't say Hareini King Unskabati. The Ramah just says, Zim Shaleich Manas Lerei, Uvehine Reitzin Lekablam, by Mecholoi, he doesn't want to take it. It was Mecholim. Yotze is Yotze. So the Kovan Samuel is being matched that the Rosh means where he said, Harini King Unskabalti. He says it's as if I took it. That's a chere different Madrega. But even if you learn that's what the Ramah means, and even if you learn that's what the Pichodesh is chere gone, Pichodesh says it doesn't help, you have to understand what's the Machaikas. So the Chassam Sefer wants to say that the Machaikas of chere Kam Zogin is telling him what's the time of the mitzvah of Shachmanis. So the Chassam Sefer says we find in the Shainim and the Kadmainim two timim. For the mitzvah shachmanis, there's a Truma Sedeshin who clears the shaila. Who is the kasha? Actually, I'm not sure if he's clearing it out. No, Maisa. He is the shaila. Can you give yitzchak shachmanis to begodim? Can you give to your friend two begodim and yitzchak shachmanis? Maybe some people they will like begodim. We prefer begodim. Give it two nice begodim. Can yitzchak shachmanis to that? So the Truma Sedeshin says no. He cannot yitzchak begodim. First of all, he says the Megillah state that the kana was monis. So the taich of monis means food. Poshut means to be magish, to give someone a portion of something to eat, and even machon mukharim b'shteit, should be prepared food, should be cooked already, should be cooked food. That's the first reason. The second reason Truma Sedeshin says is, what's the whole time of the tekan of Shachmanis? And Zach Truma Sedeshin, the Chayyur Chiddush, he says the whole time of the tekan of Shachmanis was, k'day that the Niyim should have what to eat to Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim was the main tekan on Purim, and it was a very wichtig, important tekan. And Chazal wanted to be misakin that even for aniyim who don't have anything, who don't have what to eat or anything extra special what to eat, they misakin shachmonis k'day that aniyim should have what to eat. And the Truma Sedeshin explains that the din of shachmonis goes even to Ashirim, the reason is k'day shengavash misha'en lo. Chazal misakin that everyone should be giving out shachmonis, they really had in zin that the aniyim should get. But because everyone is busy holding shachmonis, it's come to the aniyim get, the Ashirim get, everybody gets. And the real tekan was for the aniyim, the pashut should have what to eat. The main was the Truma Sedeshin, if the main tekona of Shachmanis was that the Neim Shevati, the main has to be Macholim, and it cannot be Begodim. Agav, the Truma Sedeshin explains that Bemis, the mitzvah of Matanus of Yenim, is also for the same reason. That the Yenim should have, they wanted to give an extra tekona, the Yenim Shevati to Sudas Purim. The main tekona was the Sudas Purim. He doesn't explain that what was bothering him, but I think what was bothering Truma Sedeshin is that the mitzvah stuck as a mitzvah every day. If it's found in Evian, Rachmanis son, he's in Mamash. He's more than an Ani, he's an Evian. His mitzvah stuck every day. What's the time of Purim? Purim is a hail of the Targum. What's the time of special the mitzvah of stuck on Purim? Chari doesn't really have sheiches. Gives stuck every day. The Teretz is, Matan al-Sivirim, Zakat Truma Sedeshin was also a special takana on Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim was the main takana. They wanted the Yidin Sayyid Freyanach to be Misameach, two different Sachen, to be Mesamech and Purim, to have a Sudis Purim. And they first of all, Shachmanis to help that Niyam out. And even the Ashim, we only give Kadesh Nabayash Mishaeli. And Matan Sivin was something extra for the Niyam. Now, here he doesn't explain why did they make Matan Sivinim to be Machalim. The Teretz says, Maisa, with money, you can buy food. I think even according to this, Yizuch cannot be Yitz Matan Sivim with Begodim. Because Begodim, I mean, you could sell it, but it's a little bit difficult to transfer Begodim into food. But if we give money, the money they could buy food. In Takashtate, a lot of places can say that the Shia Matan Sivim is a Shia Suda. The Shia Suda is Purim. Whatever that is, so if people are not sure how much it is, say $5, $20, how much is it just a simple roll and something small Suda was maybe more of a covered Suda Purim, but the Shia Matan Sivim should be a Shia of a Suda. So this would go like the Tumas Hadeshin Svara, that the whole din of Matan Sivyonim is din in Sudas Purim. They want to be Masakin, the Yom Shah Sudas Purim. And mainly he says that that's the din of Shachmanas also. Shachmanas is Be'ikka, for the Neem to have what to eat. And we only give their Shirim, they made it to come that everyone should give just the creation of Aish Mishayin Lai. So that's Agaponim, that's the Tumas Hadeshin. But the Chassam Sefer brings down, there's another time for Shachmanas, but then the Sefer Monas Levi. The Monas Levi is a Kadmah in the Lamdan will know that it's only Yisaitis of the Megillah and Purim state in Manaslevi. It's not an easy safe, it's not a life to safe, but it's from Gris Yisaitis David and all in Yonim from the Megillah and Purim. And in that safer, the Manaslevi says a different reason for the Tekana of Shach Manas. He says the reason is Kedei Nahab by Shom Vireyas. And as the Manaslevi says, it should be Hepech Vimasha Tzaba Oyev Haman Rasha. The opposite of what the Tzaba Oyev and Haman Rasha said in Klai Yisrael, Yeshna Na Mecha Mufuzim Ufurit. Haman Rosh said on Klaisel, there's one arm, they're separate, they're not together, they don't have achdus. That was his, when he said Mufuzim Mufurit, he meant to say Shtevel Shtach also, Rahman Slan. And that's what Chazal and Masak and Shachman is to go, no, we're not Mufuzim Mufurit. We have Tzimach and Shalom Vereyes, Tzimach and Shalom Vereyes. I think this reason is a little bit more well known, the Shtevel Chidush, the whole mocha for this is the Monei Slevi. Some Sefer doesn't have any other mocha. The whole mocha for this reason, Shachman is Tzimach and Shalom Vereyes, comes to the Monei Slevi. According to the Manas Levi, maybe it's back Shver, why can't you give Begodim, that kasha? Why is that Shachmanas have to be with the dafka food?
Didn't you go down that on the day's Liach?
Oh, we're going to get that soon. But according to Manas Levi, why can't it be Teretz? It could be maybe the Shmoshom Vase and food.
You can have a prison food.
Okay, also if you're going to be Medayik in the Lashon of Manas, that the Tekana was on Manas, was on Macholim.
Does it have to be
something
that is Nehemah, Boise, Yoyim?
It's supposed to be Machon Buchonim. And then a lot of people say, really should be some food that they would use to
the Yom Kuvin, you find yourself, and also you left on that world, then a bagel. First comes food.
Right, that's what I said. Oh, okay, very good. But at the point, we have two timing for the Mitzvah Shachmanas. Two Mitzvah says the reason is to give that Niyam what to eat to suit the Spurim. And we only give the Shirim again, Shalom Yavash Mishayimli. And the Monas Levi says the reason is, because the Mabashon Vereis. And Meir is after some Sefer, this could be the Machoigis Dermah and the Pichadish. If the reason is Als to be, according to Manas Levi, to Mabashon Vereis, then Harini King of Swarthi helps also. Then you could say, like Dermah, that as long as you brought it, as everyone was up to English, it's a thought that counts. You brought it to me, thank you very much, I feel very good, but I don't need it, you know, give it to somebody else. You don't really have to accept it. The guy who came to you, hey, brought you Shalom Achmanis, you feel good, it brings Shalom Vereis. That itself is enough. But if the time of the Tekana of Shachmanas is every two Mesedeshen, that the Neem should have what to eat, and we're only giving that Shim, Kadeshin of Ayas Mishayimli, you have to take it. The Neem have to take it. The Neem have to have for the Sudas Purim, and the Ash has to take it also, Kadeshin of Ayas Mishayimli, that everyone should be like to take it. The man wants to say, that's the Machoikis.
The terms of Yonim Arenikis, is not going to work. Tzedok, Arenikis, Kabalti, is not going to work. That's what he's saying.
Well, he says in Shachmanas, I mean, you want to take it the next step.
It's not Reyes. He doesn't say Reyes on Matan Zavion. It says Reyes on Shachmanas.
He says it on Shachmanas. Oh, because only mean Lachot. Well, Matan Zavion, according to Mesedeshin, is also for Sudas Purim. According to the months later, what's the reason for Matan Zavion? It could be some stuff. I mean, he's not going to.
It's a doctor. So, is there a din? Are there any
kings about the doctor? I don't know. You don't know Klapish, my guy, if the person is Yates, if he gets a Mr. Stucker. By someone says anything, Svarti, Mistam not. You didn't really toy for anything, you didn't give him. But that's the Chassam Sefer's diary. He's a little bit more. He's not the one Mayach and gather them the and he wants to say that Pichodish that the way he phrases the cash on the Ramah, Menonling or Ramah the Schiddish, with the Ramah the Schiddish, that some type of says, Menonling to be Machri and this Machrik is Chumas Deshin and the Manus Levi. How does the Ramah know to be Machri and this Machrik? That's what he wants to say.
This is in the
Chumas? It's in Chumas, yes. Chumas some type of Simon. Did I say what Simon is? Simon Kutzad Gvab, Erchain Simon Kutzad Gvab. I saw in the Sefer Michos Yosef. It's from the Machabe from he was a Shiva and Adam Godel from the Nebrak. And this is Yosef Leshinsky. There's a Chinung of Racha. You look in the Sefer, he was Adam Godel. And at the end of the Sefer, Simon Samach Dalet, he wants to say, he said, the Quintus Machoikis, the Monoslavian Chumasadeshin, the way that some Sefer explains, we could explain another Shayna. And the Ritvok Klez, the Megillah of Zion and Adal, the Chayodin speaks about it, the Eloch also speaks about it. But it's really Ritvok, the Ritvok Klez, if in Oshir, can he be yotze shachmanis with a very simple shachmanis? Does the gvi have to give a shachmanis to fi oishrei? Does the gvi have to give according to his how rich he is? And the makabel also, do you have to give according to the makabel's wealth? The makabel is a great gvi. The only bottle of wine he'll look at is has to be at least a $20 bottle of wine, $50 bottle of wine. Can he be yotze to give him a $4 bottle of wine? You know? Does it have to be a fi oishrei? It's like that to if it's too posh, if it's a shachmanis for an arman. Are you yitz with that? But it happens to be too machol, are you yitz with that not? So again, the Dvokla has this, and the Chayon speaks about it, and the Yelocha speaks about it also. So this is Melchabe, this is Melchus Yosef wants to say, should be telling you this. If the Tamar of the Kona is to be Mabashon Vereyas, Kim and Zogan has to bring a Fiyashre, has to be, you can't go bring a Gevir, but it's a very poor Shachmanis, you're not bringing Mabashon Vereyas with that, bring something that means something to him, if it's a nice Shachmanis, that means something, that's Mabashon Vereyas. But if the Tamar Tekana was to give them the Iyim, what to eat, them only giving the Shirim, Kadeshim, Avais, Mishengli, then you could be Yitzah with a portion of Manas also, because it's something that the Raman would have in his Suda, that he would eat.
On a slave, you don't have to give him food, you can give him something that's much of a safe or something.
Oh, we were asking that before. Yeah, well, how about the term of seduction class that if you could be Yitzah with Godam, what about Kotham on a slave? But the point that the first time of the term of seduction, you cannot be Yitzah with begotten because it has to be monos, has to be food. And
it's food, but the honest lady doesn't say it. It says negates, so it's
negates. Yeah, that's a question.
You want to say that you bring him the food with the safer,
Yeah, but the safer,
right?
Look
at his food. With the safer now,
So in the safer, Mechaz Yezer, he also wants to say, I think Vitzi was starting to think about this. He wanted to say, Kubi is telling this machoik is Chumas Desh and Manslevi, the famous Binyan Tzin Shayna. The Binyan Tzin, Shayna's Chumas Binyan Tzin, Tzin Mandalat, let's say Chiddush, which I think developed a little bit, Ongenom in the Chiddush, that since the Megillah says that the Kana was Meshloyach Manos, you should send Manos, developed as the Binyan Tzin was to be Mechadish, to be Yetzid the Mitzvah properly, you should do it Aydei Shliach. You don't just give the Shachmanos, you have a Shliach give him, Meshloyach Manos, you send it to a Shliach. So now people do that, the gifts will be Meshliach to be Yetzid Shachmanos. Is the Smuchesetz was a taina that even if you want to make a diik, you can only make a diik if there's a tam behind. There's no tam, there's no svar at all why it should be a de shliach, then the chayr is lav davka. Then you will make this diik. If you have a svar behind it, then you can make the diik. There's many ones to say, could be telling in this. If the reason for giving shachmanis is like the manas levi to be mabashon vareyas, then it's mistab, or there's no reason to do it at a shliach. If I can't, when you bring it yourself, you bring more shambres. You can't be, you have it sent, the delivery company, but it's less shambres. You can't be yourself, you drive through local traffic, and you come to the guy's house, you bring him shachmanis. It's much more mabash shambres. It's mistab, that there's no din at a shliach. But if the reason is to give the anim what to eat on Purim, then if I can't, then maybe be my life at a shliach. Because you want to
share. Everybody, then
you're not. But we give everyone shalav hashmish engel. You're right. But for this again, it's an inyan like the Rambam zok and peg yud hilchos matnas anim al chaches. One of the bialas of stuck is that the makabel doesn't know who the noisin is. It's even better if you would send like the shiach and not tell him who it is. Okay, if the reason is to be mabishon v'yesh, you'd want him to know who it is. But if the reason is just to give the anim what to eat, and he's ever stuck, then maybe it's better he should not know who it is. So there's be two other nafkamins maybe in this shayla. There's another chiddush in the Bach in Archaim Simtafei Sadekei. The Bach says that a fiyun oni in spanish min stocker is mechuyif to give matanis nadiyanim. There's a pichodish in that Bach also. The pichodish is in that Bach. Where does he get that from? He says it's not mistaber. Oni in spanish stocker should go take stocker to give stocker. Like, what's the purpose of that? He's taking tzedaka to go give tzedaka. Like, what's the purpose of that? I was trying to think, maybe he should be telling you a little bit in these svaras, but achari tshver queen about svaras. The bach is a bissel tzarchi, and the bach is a din. You have to give matan and tanis levyanim, and if you don't even manas some tzedaka, he takes some tzedaka to mekayim his mitzvahs also. He takes some tzedaka to buy his matzahs and to do his abakasis. He takes for this mitzvah also. But the Pichadosh is, since the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah from tzedaka, it's that mistabra that you should take from tzedaka to give tzedaka. That's the machlokes, the bach, and the Pichadosh. There's another Babusta halacham on Purim. The Mokka is the Gemara Megillah, the Zayin and Beis, when some people have a special geschmack in this halacha. Omer Rava, Mechai v'nish v'sum v'yapul yad l'yada, v'in or homen v'ach malachai. Special halacha, to become shikka, from Rashi says, min shti yasyayin, from drinking wine on Purim. That's Taka Dalach and Shulchan Aruch, and that's the way the Vatsan Aruch. I'm not sure if anyone knows this, but there's one Rishon that was Mavatal, this whole mitzvah. The Balmoa in Megillah, over there, the Zayin Mabez, and on the Rif, it's printed, it comes out, Dafkimu Mabez, Bedafi Arif. He brings down B'Shem Ben Ephraim, one of the big Yishanim, that says that this din became bottle. We're not knowing today to become Shirk anymore. And he says the reason is from the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara says after that, the famous Maisa, Rabbi Rav Zeira of the Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi. Rabbi Rav Zeira held the Sudas Purim together. If soon, Rabbi became shikker. Come Rabbi shechting Rav Zeira. And kind of the Gemaisa says, Rabbi got up, he shechted Rav Zeira. Lamocha, boy rach me rachi. And the next day, a pesang of the Hail Gamarayim, they had mamash a koyach of Kedusha, they were to be mamash mechai mesim, they davened as a shtak, and they maybe because it was such a terrible thing that happened, that they would daven Rachmanis and Abzeir was Machai Mason. Lashana, the next year, Amalei, Nesim Rav Nabis to the Spurim Bahadidadi. Again, Rabbi came to Abzeir and said, no, let's prove Nachamu to the Spurim. And this time, Amalei, Abzeir said to him, Loi Bechol Shaita Shaita Mesachas Nisa. Not every year you can have a nest. He says, no, I'm not taking a chance. Not this year. So Zokta Ben Ephraim, since that Maisa happened, they Mavato the whole din of becoming Shikam Purim. The Balmos says, Vanalei Nehiga came. We're not knowing like Ben Ephraim. In other words, we do get Shikam. But there's one day in the Rishonim that takes off the whole halacha based on this Gemara. The Pi Chadosh is the Pasha Kasha on this Rabbeinu Ephraim. He says if they were mevatel the whole takana of being of the whole din of Rava to be the Kamshik of Purim. So why the next year was Abzeir afraid to eat with Rabba? When Rabba came and told them, let's make a suda, if they already mevatel it, so what did Rabba mean? Rabba meant, let's make stam a suda's Purim. We're not getting shikka. So what was Abzeir afraid? What did Abzeir say?
Could have been an Ashurus Nishkin Kodiyah.
What?
Also Ashurus, you would still be allowed to, maybe.
Is it fair to always eat with him? He said, this guy with chicken. No, Rabbi and Lechari only became shikah because of the mitzvah. Rabbi and not. I don't think we drink if you count the shikah, not for the mitzvah. They were Mavato, it's Masha for the Gemara. They were Mavato. Abzeir was still afraid. How could the Ben Ephraim say they were Mavato? So I think the Teretz is that the Ben Ephraim has different Shem the Gemara. The Ben Ephraim learns. In the family, they were not mevatel that year after this mice happened. And the next year, when Rabbi came to Abzeir and he said, let's make a suda again, at that point they were not mevatel. When Abzeir answered him no, and he said, La bechol, shaita v'shaita v'sachas nisha, Abzeir was mevatel. That's what Abzeir meant. Abzeir said, no more, we're not drinking anymore. Because La bechol, shaita v'shaita, told him Shan the Gemara. It wasn't that Abzeir told him we won't eat with him. Maybe forget. Maybe Abzeir said, you can come, we'll have some spoon together, but we're not drinking anymore. Everybody learns the Gemara that Abzeir said, no, I'm not going to eat with you. Because La Bechol, Shaita V'Shaita V'Zachas Nisa, we had a nest last year, I don't want to go through this again, I'm not going to eat with you. But according to Ben Ephraim, I think he's learning the Gemara, that he wasn't saying I want to eat with you, he said he was sleeping with Vatel, the din of becoming Shikha. And that's the Mokka, because that is another Kashi Ben Ephraim, you know, where does the Gemara say the Mavatel? Where does the Gemara say the Mavatel? I think it's telling you. Well, Ben Ephraim learns that they were Mavatel from this Maisa, but the first Kashi is. I mean, where do you see in the Fereshi Gemara the Mavatel? And the way the Pichosh is the Kasha on the mice itself, why was Abzeir afraid to eat with him for the Mavatel? But the way we're learning, that's the way we're going to learn the Gemara. He'll learn the Gemara, they won't Mavatel it, and Abzeir was Mavatel. This is the Mokka, this line in the Gemara where Abzeir said,
Loi. Why would he stay the whole year? Because when he saw you, invited him again, so he didn't learn his lesson.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Mishal Gemara. By where?
They
were masakin the Takana.
They waited a year to be masakin.
It's all going on in the Shana Cheres over here. And this might go more. Yeah, Lashana it says. The next year was when they were about to be in a frame at least. Okay, let's go back to the first Mishnah Megillah. We know the famous Mishnah says that the Purim is for Krochen, for big cities, Purim is on Yidal. And for Kfarim, for the small villages, that the small villages in Masakin that they could be carrying the Yom HaKnisa. The small villages they didn't have, Rashi says, they weren't Bekiyin how to do Kriyas HaTayr. So they needed to come into the big city to have someone laying for them. So Masakin that they could be carrying Megillah the Yom HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa means the Monday or Thursday before Purim. Because Monday and Thursday they were coming anyway. Yom Sheni, Yom Chamishi, they were coming in anyway. That was the day the Bati Dinim opened, and that's the day they were coming anyway. So we didn't make them come in special on Purim Yudal. When they're coming in anyway, the Monday or Thursday before, that's when they're going Megillah. And then there's another din that a Yeris Mekeves Chaima, they have Megillah on Shushan Purim. They're going Megillah on Tesvav. So we have three times. It's either on Tesvav Shushan Purim for the Yeris Mekeves Chaima, or it's Yudal for all the other big cities, or it's Yom HaKnisa, the Kulin for before. The Shaila in the Yishenim is, what about Kfarim, the small little villages where Mekefes Chaim and Mesi Shuv Benon? What if you have a small village that was Mekefes Chaim and Mesi Shuv Benon? When do they lay? So it's three sheets in the Yishenim. Kvege and Tosfos Kvege and Mishnayis brings down three sheets. Tosfos Shita is that the Kfarim that were Mekefes Chaim, they have to lay on Tesvav. They talk after lay on Shushan Purim. They don't have the kula of Yom HaKnisa. The Yom HaKnisa goes only on regular from the Mekeves Chaim. The Mekeves Chaim, they talk a lay on Tesvav, like every Mekeves Chaim. The Ran says that they have a shus b'yodim. It's their choice. They have a choice if they want to lay either on Tesvav, Shushan Purim, or if they want to lay in Yom HaKnisa on the Monday or Thursday before Purim. But they cannot lay in Yudalad, because Yudalad they have no sheiches with. Either they're going to go with their halacha of kfarim and they're going to lean on the Yom HaKnisa, which is Monday or Thursday before, or they're going to go with their halacha of Mekeves Chaim. What?
Can't be Monday or Thursday Yudal?
Let's say it doesn't come out.
Well, when it does, then they could lean on
it. Maybe the Yom HaKnisa of Tesvav. Maybe it could be. I'm not sure.
That would be called Yom HaKnisa.
That would be the Yom HaKnisa for them of Tesvav. Maybe.
But
it's not Yom HaKnisa.
And
the Ramban is the third sheet. The Ramban holds they have a choice, whatever they want. They could either do Yom HaKnisa the Monday or Thursday before, or they could do Yudal, or they could do Tesvav. They could do anyone, all three. So three sheets in Shem. What's the Machoigas? So the first sheet, the Tosfos sheet, that these Kfarim or Mekeves Chaim, they cannot do Yom HaKnisa, they have to do Tesvav.
Can't do
I think it's machlokes. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But this is going with the shita that they cannot. That they have to do that. Once they misakam the Yom HaKnisa, it's plied to Yom HaKnisa.
No, you can't. You go in the shita that you could. You're saying
Tesvav. According to Ramban?
When you say that Tesvav is Rishus.
Right.
If you say Tesvav is Rishus, that means that every Yom HaKnisa is Rishus.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Why would they be different than anybody else?
I hear what you're saying. So Mustam, okay, could be.
It's Mukrach, what he's saying, that Yom HaKnisa is a Rishus.
Yeah, maybe. So Yom HaKnisa is always a Rishus. And that's the Ram Shita, that they go like every other Kfarim has a Rishus of Yom HaKnisa or Yudal, so they have a Rishus of Yom HaKnisa or Tesvav. And Ramban, the Mechush, the Shita, they have a choice of all three, either Yom HaKnisa or Yudal or Tesvav. Let's start with Tesis. Tesis Shita is that these Kfarim, Mekeves Chaim do not have the kulam of Yom HaKnisa. They have to lay in Tesvav. Why? We always make it for the Kfarim to let them lay in Yom HaKnisa. Why should we bring, like the Gemara says, one of the reasons we're making for them is because they're Mesapkin Muslim, the Mayim for their Skedayim, so because they do that for us, and it's also hard for them to come in, and they're coming in anyway at the Yom HaKnisa, Yom Beis HaSheni, we're making for them. So why are we not making for them for their Mekeves Chaim? So I think the Teretz is, I think Pshat and Tosfos understood that Purim is Yudalad is a zecher for the Algamin and Nes for Purim. If you look in the Megillah Pashit, that the reason for Shushan Purim is a special zecher for the second Nes. In Shushan, there's a double Nes, that they had an extra day to be Noikim from Mevayim. Not only Yigimel, they had Yudalad, they had 2 days to be Noikim from Mevayim, and Mela, we were Masakim for them. Shushan Purim is zecher for the Nes that they had an extra day. Is the Mela, the Tosfos held that this then that we always make of the Kfarim, regular Kfarim, to be to be marked with Yom HaKnisa is because your David is a little bit labdavka. As long as you have a zecha for Purim, for the Maisa Purim, any day you do it, you have a zecha, you can be marked him and have a zecha for the Maisa Purim. But if you want to have a zecha for Shushan, for the extra nest, there has to be davka tesvav. You can't be making on that. You can be making on your David because you're having Purim, you're having a zecha for the Algamein Nes of Purim. Your David is just the Algamein Nes, the regular Nes of Purim. But you want to make a zecha for the Nes of Shushan Purim, that has to be Tesvav. If it's not going to be Dafka on Tesvav, then you're not having any zecha for Shushan. You're just having a zecha for the regular Nes. So that's Tesis Shita, I think. The Tesis holds that the Kfirm Maktam Yerim Knisa is only for the Kfirm not Mekeves Chayma. But once it's Mekeves Chayma, and then Mekhuyiv to be masked in the Nes of Shushan, maybe then Mekhuyiv Dafka Tesvav. But the other Yishenim Achayim, the other Yishenim hold that just like we always make a Kfirm that they can go to Yerim Knisa, they can go back to Yerim Knisa. And like we said, the Ran holds, they could go back to Yom HaKnisa, or they could do Yom Tesvav, which is that day, but they cannot do Yom Yudal, they have no shaykhs with that. The Kfarim Keves Chemos, either they do Yom HaKnisa, or they're going to do the Yom Tesvav. But the Ramban holds that they could do whatever they want. They could do Yom HaKnisa, Yudal, Yom Tesvav. So I think the Ramban holds, once we were oiker already, Yom Tesvav, from the Kfarim, and we told them, maybe that's what I'm about. Once we were okay with Yom Tesvav, and we told them they could be marked in Yom HaKnisa, and maybe we'll make on them, and they could do Yudal also. It's also a day of Purim. Because Vice says that Tesvav is not Dafka by them. Once we make on them, maybe we'll make on them for three. That'll be the Shish. But Al-Kapan is the sound of the three Shish Rishenim, and Tesvav Kirigam Mishnai is the first piece of Megillah brings us down. That Kfarim, which are Mekep Eschem, what's the din? The Tosis holds that they don't have the din of Yom HaKnisa, it's Dafka Tesvav, and the Ran holds they do have the din of marked Yom HaKnisa. Or Yom Tesvav, but not Yudalit, and the Ramban holds is any one of the three. It could be, try to understand the Machlokes. And the Ikedin, the Kfarim, which are Makdim, Yom HaKnisa, again, Rashi and the Rav brings it down, also says that the reason why they were Makel for these Kfarim is because Poshet, they were Maratzim, and they were from small village people, and very often no one knew how to lane, and they had to come in to the Ir to have someone lane for them. Effectively, Kivega Kasha, how could a Ben Ir be Moitzi the Ben Krach? If they came in on the Yom HaKnisa, which would be Yid'alaf, Yid'bez, Yigimu, Yid'alaf, Tesin Yivomis, Taf Yid'alaf, Tesin Yivomis, Taf Yid'alaf, Kirig brings it down. He brings down Tesin Yivomis, brings Yishalmi, that says, if Yid'alaf brings down Yishalmi, that says that a Ben Ir cannot be Moitzi Ben Kvah. So it's a Befeisha. So what's Pshat and Rashi saying that the Ben Kvah are coming into Yitzah?
Because of that, Tesin says that they made it. Tesin is older
But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't say that. But Rashi might say that. But on Rashi? On Rashi? Rashi says in Shah. He says the Mice brings in the Shami, the Tosfos brings down. Yes, the Mice was Pshat Rashi. But first of all, Tosfos says, if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos does not say that a Ben Ir cannot be Moitzi Ben Krach. Tosfos says a Ben Ir cannot be Moitzi a Ben Tesvav. Someone whose day is Tlein Yudalit cannot be Moitzi someone whose day is Tlein Shushan Purim, Tesvav. It doesn't say that someone whose day is Tlein Ben Yudalit cannot be Moitzi the Kfarim who are laning on Yom HaKnisa. So it's very so, what's the Mechalak? He says a few words to Mechalak, but I don't really understand what he's saying. And Kivega obviously held there's no Chilak. Kivega held that just like Tosfos says, Yishami says that a Ben Yudalit cannot be Moitzi Ben Tesvav, the same way a Ben Yudalit cannot be Moitzi someone who's laning Yom HaKnisa, Ben Kfar. It's mainly like Kivega. What's Pshat and Rashi? So Kivega wants to say, like a practice Pshat and Rashi, that it could be Rashi means that it wasn't that the Ben Yudal was being waited for the Ben Kfar. It could be the Ben Yudal was just makri b'fnei him. They would read in front of him, and then the Bnei Kfarim would be able to read, would be able to repeat after them Mila b'mila. They didn't know how to read themselves, so they were laying the Megillah for them, and they would read after them, Mingo B'Mingo. As I said to Kivega. But my question to Kivega was, I didn't understand that, how could you say that the Ben Yudalit is just reading for them, and the Kfarim, the Maratzim, were just repeating after Mingo B'Mingo, because that would be Koran Al-Peh. The Mishnah says in the second pair, Koran Al-Peh Le-Yotza. You have to learn from Megillah.
Maybe they had a Megillah, they just didn't know how to use it.
Oh, so I was thinking that's what Kivega means, that they didn't know how to read out in the Kudas Pashat, and the person read in front of them, and when he was reading, they were able to repeat Mingo Mingo by looking, so they were able to read from Mingo. They just needed the Kudas. The only problem with that is, then why did they have to come in? For that, they could have had one person in the village could have had a chumash and he could have read along with you from the chumash from the Megillah with Nekudas.
They didn't know how to read the Torah,
then. So if it's just a problem with the Nekudas, then one could read for you and then you could read back for him and you could read along. Minga b'minga, have to say the Nekudas. But then I was thinking, like Shon was saying, maybe the problem is they didn't know Trump. The question of the timing of the niggin, the trap, and that's what you have. But that's a little bit dachuk in the Lashon. Kivegi says that they answer back mingo b'mingo. I think when you're ibbling for someone, when you're in trap, you don't do mingo b'mingo. I think you do pasuk with pasuk or half a pasuk with half a pasuk. Well, but Kinsley, that's what Kivegi means. But when I say that, says the Kikasha, that according to Rashi, what does he do with the Shishami and Taisis Kasha and Yeromis? That Hakad Ben Yidan, we might see Kaben Kfar. And that's Kivegi's terror, so they were marking for them. Good point.